that just believe, and then at that point you're done, and then just come to church and whatever. You know, I don't know, you know, just that when you just accept him in faith, and then after that it's all just going through the motions. Because you're going to keep on sinning, you're going to life's going to pretty much continue as normal, except you're going to be saved. Oh, maybe you quit drinking, or maybe you stop being a homosexual, right? But you just lay off some of the heavy sins. You know, maybe you stop smoking your crack. You stop sodomy, and right? They want you to stop all that stuff, but then they'll tell you, but you will never, ever be perfect or be free from sin. You're always going to sin in some way. You're always going to be doing that. You'll always be a servant to sin. Jesus said, "The servant abideth not forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." He said that right after he said, "Whoever commits sin is the servant of sin. But if the Son makes you free, you will really be free. Not theoretically be free, in just some theoretical sense that you believe that he imputes righteousness to you, and so he looks on you as righteous even though you're still sinning. That is not freedom from, that is not freedom. I don't think that's freedom at all. If I'm still serving sin in some capacity, yeah, maybe God looks at me as righteous, but on the ground here, I don't look at myself as being righteous. I can't, unless I lie to myself. And when I come to before Christ on Judgment Day, he's not going to know me. I'm not going to be anything like him. When we see him, we're supposed to be like him. 1 John 3. They pervert the simplicity of our walk. Right? And so they make it utterly nothing. Just you're just coasting after that. And people get bored and they think, is this all there is to Christianity? And so then these snake oil people, like the teacher I've mentioned and many others, come along and say, ah, there are deeper truths you need to be made aware of. There's serpent had sex with Eve. There's pre-existing souls reincarnated as flesh people. I know they would never say reincarnated, but that's what I'll say. The incarnate souls of angels in the former ages and blah, blah, blah. Oh, you've got to know this. There's also the this, that, the other. Some of it is possible, right? I mean, we want to talk about how old the earth is. We could talk about issues of this, issues of that. It's like they're bored with the Christian part of our religion. The Christian part being the part about being like Christ. They're not bored with it. They've never accomplished it. They've never gotten close to being like Christ because they don't think they have to. They think all they got to do is believe, and after that, it's just a bunch of homework. And it's all optional. It's all electives. What do you want to study? You want to study Genesis? You want to study this? You want to study that? You know, let's study genealogies. Let's go into endless genealogies. Let's go back into the former languages and see if we can figure out some deeper, darker truths. We can pull out. Maybe Eve did have sex with the serpent. That would be interesting. Maybe the Jews are the sons of the devil, literally. Hey, let's look this stuff up. Let's go into this stuff. Some true, some not. Not true. And so they have nothing left to do. But the thing is, what are the most important things? Judgment. Mercy. Faith. We have to learn to exercise judgment and mercy and faith. Add to your faith virtue, to virtue, knowledge, kindness, temperance, godliness, righteousness, love. If these things are in you and abide, you will never fall. You will make your calling and election sure. That's the thing. They talk about running the race, but they don't run it. They think running the race is, I don't know what they think it is. I don't know. I guess they understand it's not, it's about sin. But that is the whole race. I'm telling you, you need to focus on number one. Our number one focus in teaching and in our life is on being like him. We want to change ourselves. That is the doctrine. We want our nature to be changed. We want to put on the divine nature. That's what we're having faith for. That's why we believe God, that we can put on the divine nature. Our focus is on righteousness, holiness, and godliness. Those are the things we need to be concerned with. And you know what? It's a big concern. It might take your whole life to fully root out every element of wickedness and earthliness, you know? So you better start now. It doesn't have to take your whole life either. You don't want to have some root of bitterness or of wickedness laying in you. You need it all rooted out. I tell you, when I got the Holy Ghost the first time that day, or the only time I got, but the first thing that happened was all kinds of sins left me. But not everything left me. Not even everything I thought had left me. And it took some time for more things to come out. I don't make excuses for myself. It's just that's what happened to me. And I need to have all those things working in me in order for me to be sure. Now, God knows whether I'm chosen or not. He knows whether I am going to be saved or not. It's no mystery to Him. You know, what I believe is He knows that I'm going to be saved. He knows that I'm going to make it. So then I believe I'm going to make it. But I won't be sure, personally, until I see all the works that God has promised would happen to me. And then I'll be sure when I see that. It makes you sure. And I'll tell you what, and there are clergy out there who want to, no. They want to seduce your minds. Just believe, because you know what, they come in with a gospel that is quote-unquote simpler. And so then it's like, well, you're making it more complex, Paul. It's really very simple. Just believe. That's all. Well, just believe it. I just believe in believing, like they do in Hollywood. Like Disney. Disney, the commandment number one, believe in yourself. Right? Or believe in faith. That's another. Believe in faith. Believe in yourself. The good guy never dies at the end. Right? Well, the sidekick never dies at the end, right? But it always seems close. Yeah. Is that how we, is that the kind of faith? This is just nothing? Just vacuous? That's all I'm talking about with that. It's just vacuous. It's all, they rope you in, and just, it's always the same at the end, right? And their faith is in faith, and believe in yourself, and believe in hope, and have faith in hope and believing. But that's just,